water filtration systems. Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot, has fought in the Israeli army, lived in Israel for the better part of 30 years, wrote extensively about corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government, about the assassination of Rabin, and, well, because of threats on his life, he was forced to come to the United States. And we have with us today Barry Shamish to bring us up to date on what is really going on over halfway around the world. And yet this, in many respects, is the very center of so much of what is happening today. Barry, give us your interpretation. What are we going to talk about?
Well, it's not an interpretation. I'll tell you the news. I guess we'll talk about July 10th, when Obama meets the Pope in Rome.
All right. What's the significance of that?
Well, it's pretty significant for Israel. All the forces are at work. This will be the date that the world attacks Israel. I mean, essentially, there's been a lead-up to it. Netanyahu was in Paris and he was in Rome trying to short-circuit what you can call the Obama plan, but it's much bigger than the Obama plan. He's just a willing participant. But what Netanyahu tried to do is get some sort of announcement out of Paris and Rome, Berlusconi and Sarkozy, that they agree that Israel will stop settlements, but not stop natural growth. Now, what natural growth means is human growth. I mean, it's everywhere. You have a family and the son wants to move out, daughter wants to move out. They get an apartment to be near their family, and that's, well, you add a bathroom to your house. That's natural growth. Anything that you would normally do, the G8 and this is important because the G8 meets in Rome, and as the meeting ends on July 10th, Obama goes to see the Pope. The G8 ordered Israel to stop the settlements, including natural growth. So what you've got coming up on July 10th is really going to be... Well, if Israel doesn't obey the world, including the EU, G8, the Obama, well, Israel is going to be ostracized financially, diplomatically, economically. There'll be no trade. There'll be nothing unless Israel acquiesces. And this is an extremely important date. I can't stress this strongly enough. What's coming up is Israel has a choice between, and by the way, I'll talk about what more Israel will be expected to do than just stop natural growth of the settlement. But if they don't, the Vatican and its 1 billion Catholics, all of Europe, all of America, Israel will be cut off. Now, I know what's going to happen this meeting because I know the Vatican and I know the Pope and I know it's been going for years, but they haven't said this. But part of this resolution declared by the G8 and then, sanctified by Obama and the Pope, America and the Vatican, the works, is that Jerusalem gets divided. Now, that's the Vatican's goal. Ultimately, they could care less about settlements, really. What they want is Jerusalem. Israel, in just 10 days, is going to face the world head on, and it is not going to be in Israel's favor in any way whatsoever. It will probably lead to Israeli destruction. None, and I could go into that, and there's a lot of reasons for that little statement. But in short, Israel's historical borders will be stopped. Jerusalem will be divided. Israel will no longer be Israel, certainly not in the sense that it is in some way an independent state, and it's coming up in just 10 days. So watch the Obama-Pope meeting. Don't let it slip. It's going to be very significant.
And so you think that, of course, they are going to agree that the Jews are going to, are they going to have to pull out of the occupied territory or just stop the growth in those areas?
I think the resolution will be that Israel basically has to surrender its existence and all leave. All the Jews have to leave Israel.
Well, now, you don't really think that Obama, even if he is pro-Palestinian, would dare...
That's what ultimately it will become.
Well, but, I mean, that they're not going to come out and make that statement.
No, they're not going to say that. But we're smarter than they are, and we know what they're up to. That will be the ultimate resolution, if you know how to read the resolution properly. Jerusalem will be divided. The settlements will be stopped. Look, we can go on and on about what this means, about the PLO and Hamas entering a civil war that's going to rival the Lebanese civil war of the 70s without the Israeli armed presence and without the settlements. The Palestinian factions are going to go at each other's throats. I mean, I could go on and on. This is just a deliberate recipe for war. That's what it is. That's what this is going to be on July 10th. Of course, they're not going to say that. But we're, as I said, we're smarter than they are. We know what they mean, and that's what's coming up on July 10th.
Well, now, of course, you say a recipe for war. Are you talking about expanding the war with the Islamic world? Are you talking about a war?
I'm talking about the PLO and Hamas.
All right, fine.
All right, that's a guarantee. How Israel gets dragged into that, which I'll tell you how. I'll go on to another subject. It's all related, I mean, really. But you recall, of course, Gilad Shalit, but I'll remind you, if you don't recall Gilad Shalit, he was the soldier kidnapped on June 24th, 2006, which within 2 weeks led to a war with Lebanon and Hezbollah. Now, Israelis, and we'll go into that briefly too, but first of all, Israelis have really put their heart and soul into releasing Gilad Shalit, who has been in captivity for 3 years, they think. And I've been saying for just about as long that he was killed almost as soon as he was kidnapped. He was killed. I know Hamas, I know the Arabs, you don't come back alive. It doesn't happen. But Israelis believe in their version of real politics that you don't kill prisoners. They do. Hamas this week had an announcement that is leading to Israelis waking up and being very angry. Hamas announced, officially announced, not rumor mill, officially, that they have no knowledge if Shalit is dead or alive. Again, you have to just If I was Hamas, I would just say Shalit is dead. So, but in their language, Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, which is about as big as Manhattan, somehow has no knowledge if Shalit is dead or alive. They announced that.
Well, there are a lot of very, very strange things that are going on over there. And certainly, if going back to the origin of Hamas, apparently there was involvement, certainly, of the Mossad and the CIA in formation of this organization that now has turned out to be like a Frankenstein. And certainly, I see no peace as long as it continues existing, and the intense hatred of Israel. Will be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. This is our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the upcoming meeting. It's going to be on the 10th of July, when President Obama, or at least the man who claims to be President of the United States, although many people feel that certainly he is not a legitimate president because he will not produce a birth certificate to prove he was born in the United States. His grandmother claimed he was born in Kenya. His half-brother claimed he was born in Kenya. The Kenyan government was going to actually erect a monument to the first Kenyan-born president of the United States, but certainly our government intervened. We couldn't have that sort of thing happening, could we? We couldn't really let the American people understand that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. Well, anyway, the man who professes to be the president of the United States certainly is going to be meeting with the Pope in Rome, and Barry thinks that they're going to make arrangements and agreements that are going to have a profound impact upon the future of Israel. Barry, you pick up the story from there.
Yeah, well, we jumped to Hamas since then, and we talked about the soldier Shalit, who Hamas, in short, announced he was dead. They have no knowledge if he's dead or alive, means he's dead. But Hamas made the announcement after Israel released their parliamentary leader, Abdel Dwaik, and Israel was holding him as bait to get Shalit released. They picked him out. They picked him up right after Shalit was kidnapped and held him and then released him. And as soon as he was released, Hamas finally opens their mouth and tells basically the truth that they killed Shalit long ago. What did Israel release him? Well, I guess Israel's a democracy and doesn't want to hold someone for too long. Whatever the reasoning, they released their pad hands against Hamas, their parliamentary leader. But we have to go back to the Gilad Shalit kidnapping. And we have to look at it seriously now. Well, lucky you've got my book, The Compromise Land, which is full of the kidnapping. At some point, finish it, you'll have an encyclopedia of modern Israeli history. Now, I wrote in that book long ago that there was something wrong with the kidnapping itself, and proof came in this week. What I wrote was that Major General Giori Land, who did the Israeli government commission on the kidnapping, released this information that really didn't make a lot of good sense. He said that the kidnapping of Gilad Shalit was recorded on television. A TV surveillance camera watched the whole operation, and a tank commander was going to fire into the kidnappers, and he was ordered not to interfere. Something was way off about this story, and nobody paid enough attention, as usual, but I did, and I recorded it. And now 3 years to the day later, the military intelligence of the IDF released something that verified my suspicions. Apparently, the day before the Shalit kidnapping, the intelligence office of the Israeli army released a warning that there was going to be an operation. All right, I'll quote them. Terrorist elements intend to carry out a quality operation in the immediate future, most likely in the area of the southern Gaza Strip between the Sufa and Kerem Shalom border crossings, and on and on and on. In short, the intelligence of the army knew that an operation was going to take place exactly where Shalit was kidnapped, warned the officers of the IDF to be on high alert, and yet the kidnapping took place despite this alert.
Barry, I remember that time very well. I remember the incident, and I remember that the other Israeli soldiers wanted to go and get him, and they could have gotten him back, and they were ordered not to. You remember that?
I remember because I wrote it.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, toot my own horn here, but, yeah, I remember it. The point is verification came in that there should never, ever have been a kidnapping, let alone a TV-recorded kidnapping with soldiers from a tank command, by the way, wanting to start firing and put an end to it. Remember, this kidnapping led to a war that Israel lost in Lebanon. I went on radio after the first day of the war. I went on after the second day, and I said Israel's going to lose because this isn't how you fight a war. You have to outflank the enemy, and I know something about this in Lebanon. You circle them and you crush them. Israel didn't do that to Hezbollah. And what Hezbollah did to Israel was empty out the north of the country, send more than 4,000 rockets against the Galilee, and especially Haifa, and the country was completely stymied. You have to ask horrible questions. I don't have the answers, but you have to look at the Shalit kidnapping, as well as two other kidnappings on the Lebanese border on the same time frame. You have to look at it as a setup. Now, Olmert took commands from outside Israel. Hezbollah became very, very powerful. I would put them up there with the Taliban, and they were just a ragtag group of nothing terrorists before this war. When this war ended, they became a major, major force. I get a feeling that to weaken Israel, Olmert allowed, at the highest levels, mind you, the kidnapping to take place, the war to be a failure, a lot of very bad things that have happened to Israel in the last 3 years with the threat of rockets from every which way. I believe that no Israeli government with any brains in their heads would have allowed the kidnapping and would have allowed the war to be fought the same way. There are a lot of questions, but I'm going to return to the original point.
When Israel
wakes up and finds Shalit is dead, it's going to be mighty angry.
Well, is it possible that some of the leaders of Israel really want to create this feeling of pessimism and gloom and doom among the Israelis so they will be willing to simply relinquish their national identity and merge into this wonderful new world government that some of the leaders of Israel and certainly all of the leaders of the United States want?
Well, the answer to that is yes, but that's a whole show by itself. All right, let's leave it at
We're not going to have much time.
But
you hear that music in the background. That means we're going to a break. But when we get back, why, we'll let you pick up the ball and run with it as we begin to explore what's really going on over there in the Near East, because what is going on there is going to have a profound impact on what takes place here in the United States.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Barry Shamish today. But before we go on, I want Barry to tell you how you can get a copy of his new book, The Compromised Land, and then, of course, how you can get his DVDs, how you can get to his website, and how you could actually invite him to come to a speaking engagement if you'd like to. How did that speaking engagement go over the weekend, Barry?
Very interesting.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, with that sort of a vague answer, let's get the answer to the other questions.
I was up in New York, Baltimore. Yeah, if you want to invite me, I'll leave a phone number. A very intense time indeed. My phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Sure, invite me to speak. The book, you get it on Lulu or Amazon. It turns out I'm also on Amazon, but Lulu, LULU.com. There's a little box, a search box, press books, and then spell my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. And the website is BarryChamish.com. And now, back to Israel. Now, as I've been saying, and I was quoted many times on this show, oh, you know what? Oh, heck, new subject. as I was saying, and I've been quoted many times on this show, that Israel's water is going to start running out by July. On July 1st, the Israeli government instituted water quotas. Right on the nose, I got it. The water quotas are very strict. I've been talking to Israel all week long. There are people who tell me, well, they tell me they use the same toilet water three times. They don't flush, which to me is pretty repulsive. Showers are limited to 3 minutes, or you pay really big fines. Weird stuff, family showering together, all kinds of strange phenomena are going on there, and I'm hearing it from everyone. They're running out of water. I said July 1st, the quota started. And by the way, that's not from some mystical premonition. That's from looking at the facts and being able to interpret them properly. The next is worse. As this water crisis intensifies in Israel, something awful has happened that we have spoken about on this show, and that is the World Bank has agreed to fund the Red Dead Canal. Now, to a tune of $7 billion, that's what this monster is going to cost.
Now, you better explain what the Red Dead Canal is. Most people don't know.
Well, in your archives, I'd give the whole speech, but let's get it easy. It's a canal connecting the Red Sea with the Dead Sea using gravity. The Red Sea is at sea level. The Dead Sea is 1,700 kilometers below sea level. So in theory, you could pump a lot of this Red Sea water into the Dead Sea without using energy. Of course, when you desalinate the water, you're going to use a lot of energy. But that's not the real problem. I work for something called Israel Bonds. They were trying to sell the Red Dead Canal way back in the, my lord, I think it was the 80s. And I read their environmental report while working at a convention, and it was shocking. The Bonds eventually gave up on this canal because of the dangers. Now, just to give you a couple of the dangers, all right? Danger number one is a phenomenon that seawater does not mix with dead seawater. Dead seawater is filled with magnesium and potash and potassium and all kinds of very thick salts. And when you pour seawater on it, the seawater doesn't, as amazing as that sounds, the densities are so different that the seawater floats on top. It doesn't just mix because it's in the Dead Sea. And what they discovered, well, on the good side, they made solar turbines putting seawater on top of dead seawater, and the sun would go through the seawater and heat up the dead seawater, and it would power turbines to make electricity. On the not-so-good side, something called snowballs, whatever water managed to mix with the Dead Sea water would immediately form what they called snowballs. They were balls of, again, potassium, potash, magnesium. They would be floating all over the Dead Sea. In other words, it would be an absolute environmental catastrophe to build this canal, but it gets even worse. There is an aquifer under the Negev Desert. It's the biggest storage of water Israel's got. It's a bit saline, but they've found ways to make things grow in this water. And it's drinkable as well. It's potable, but a bit salty. Nonetheless, if there is a leak in that canal, it is going to seep into the groundwater and absolutely destroy the aquifer. And well, a leak. You're guaranteed to have a leak. There's no question by natural means or by an earthquake or by terrorism, you're going to get piles of seawater on the floor of the Negev Desert, polluting the natural storage of water in Israel, it's going to become useless if they build this canal. And lo and behold, as Israel enters the era of water quotas, well, the World Bank has decided to fund this monstrosity that is going to just further wreck the region. And, well, that's the story without diving deeper into that one.
Well, can't we demand an environmental impact study?
There have been plenty of environmental impact studies. They don't care.
In other words, they don't care if it's really going to possibly corrupt the last major source of water for irrigation there in Israel?
They sell what they want to sell. It's going to become beautiful, and there's going to be endless desalinated water using endless amounts of coal and oil and God knows what else, and there'll be fishing spots and vacation spots. They sell the PR. I'm just telling you what's really going to happen. According to the environmental reports that canceled the project in the 80s, it was too disastrous. Well, it's back again thanks to the World Bank.
Well, they've got lots of money. We give them lots of money. In fact, the President of the World Bank is almost always a member of the Trilateral Commission, the eight presidents of the World Bank between 1976 and the year 2008 came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. So that's obviously one of their projects. They must be fully behind that, and they're really probably one of the most powerful groups in the world. I don't think there's any way to head it off, do you?
No. I just live in a world of endless frustration, and no. I don't do that to fend anything off. My delusions are long gone.
All right, fine. Well, at least you're getting the information out. And, of course, you did tell us several years ago that Israel was going to be running out of water, simply the fact that they were giving, I don't know how many, a million square feet or cubic feet of water to Jordan. And this was well known that very soon the Sea of Galilee was going to be simply a large mud puddle. What's happening up at the Sea of Galilee?
Well, again, Israel can't use any more water. And what's happening is it's drying out. Look, I said July it would happen, and for the first time in Israeli history, they're running out of water.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Barry Shamish. And remember, you heard it here a couple of years ago, right at Radio Liberty. Hang on there, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, you know, there's a lot of talk here why all of this is focusing our attention on the unjust elections over there in Iran and trying to turn the American people against the Iranian government is a prelude to some sort of a conflict with Iran, possibly either an Israeli strike or an American strike. What do you make of that? Do you think that's a possibility?
None whatsoever. Now, back we go to unrest in Israel that puts the Iranian picture into perspective. While we're watching riots in downtown Tehran, probably started one way or another by the CIA and Mossad, you've got the exact same thing happening in Israel right now, proportionally just as big. The issue is a lot more trivial, it would seem, but the Haredim, the Orthodox of Jerusalem, are coming out in the tens of thousands to the streets of Jerusalem over a parking lot. In short, there's a public parking lot next to the old city, and if it was open on the weekends, Jerusalem would get a lot more tourism. There would be a place to put your car, which currently there isn't. The Haredim believe the Sabbath is holy and you can't drive on it. Last Saturday, a few days ago, 30,000 plus hit the streets of Jerusalem. 57 were arrested, and I haven't seen one word of this anywhere. This civil unrest in the heart of Jerusalem, no one has died so far, but nonetheless it's extremely significant that Israeli society is being, there's such a rift in it. But again, people are watching Tehran because that's why I suppose it's happening. It's maybe a sexier topic than the Haredim protesting in masses in Jerusalem, but now you know it's happening.
Well,
now, there's another little issue that also tells an awful lot about the rifts in Israeli society, and I know this one personally. There is a bar in Tel Aviv called the Salon Mazal. I know that because I spoke there. It was kind of it was an anarchist bar, and the joint was packed for me, and the audience was very, very good. I have an odd phenomenon where it seems the far right and the far left both understand me and respect me, and as I get closer to the middle, I get in trouble. The middle just despises what I do, and as I say, I spoke at the Salon Mazal bar, which did something terrible this week. And remember, this is in Israel. They banned all Israeli soldiers in uniform. Now, and they banned settlement products, you know, the usual far left stuff, but the IDF soldiers in uniform, I mean, it's like banning blacks from a restaurant in Nigeria. Everyone is a soldier. And it wasn't closed down. In the old days of Israel, it would have been closed down in seconds. Such a discriminatory rule. It probably breaks all kinds of laws, but nothing has happened. It's now the only place in Israel where you cannot walk in with a gun or a uniform, and by not shutting it down, it's going to probably spread. All I can say is I don't want to be in that bar if there's a terror attack, if no soldiers are allowed in the bar. Now, this is not a big deal to you, possibly. It's an incredibly big deal in Israel where it gets to the point that there are massive riots in Jerusalem uncovered, and in Tel Aviv, soldiers can't even walk around a bar in uniform because they're going to be banned from the bar. And if this spreads, it used to be a badge of honor to be in the army. Little by little, watch out. It may actually be the point where only the dumb ones go into the army and the exclusive elite ones don't go in the army. That's the significance of the Salon Mazal ruling. Also significant, why weren't they shut down?
Well, I think that there may be people at the highest levels of your government, just as there are here, that hate our nations. And I really fear that this is what's going on in Israel. I think that's the answer to your question. And I think we could answer the question as to what's going on in America. Why Barack Obama is doing what he's doing with exactly the same answer. Anything else you'd like to say? We've got about 30 seconds before I have to let you go.
30 seconds? Yeah, I have lots more. But we did pretty well.
All right, then we'll have to wait until next week. Thanks very much, Barry.
Thank you as usual.
Bye-bye. All right, well, for our listeners out there, we hope you enjoy Barry Shamish. He has very definite opinions, and it's amazing how often he's absolutely right. So we'll continue having Barry on at least once a week on one of our programs. So if you listen to all of them, you'll be sure to hear them and get the information that you're not going to get through regular channels. Well, this is the time when I need to, first of all, mention that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and I had an opportunity, offered today, to take on a fairly significant network in the country, but, of course, we'd have to pay for it if you're in a position to help. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you know of anybody who would like to advertise on our network, and we have about 60 outlets a week, why we certainly could use the advertisers so that we could expand our outreach across America. We need to reach the American people and let them understand what's really going on while we still can. Now, to really grasp the significance of what's happening, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. Then you need, of course, to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down through the mystery religions and the secret societies for 5,000 years. And there really is an invisible force out there that you can tap into, but do not do that under any circumstances. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the syllabus that goes with the talk, The Forbidden Secret. Then we hope you'll want to get the talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus that goes with that. We have another similar talk, but quite different, actually made 3 years ago, goes more into the theory of economics called the financial tsunami. And of all things, there's a syllabus that goes with that. So we have the information. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children, the chalk, the hidden agenda, plus the syllabus that goes with that, goes into the background, of course, of water fluoridation and the plan to destroy the lives of our people. But it's intentionally aimed at blacks because, of course, most communities use hydroflow salicylic acid. And when you put that into the water, why you increase the levels of lead in the blood of specimens of blacks 6 times, and the level of blood increases 6 times, only doubles in whites, but this is targeted specifically at the black population because lead, of course, leads to psychopathic behavior and irresponsible and criminal behavior and rage. And that's why, in my estimation, 1 in every 3 black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. And you say, well, if that was true, everybody would know it. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is true, and nobody knows it because the information is carefully and methodically suppressed. That's why you need to get our material from Radio Liberty and go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or so to get the material that we have from Roger Masters, I believe is his name, a professor back there at Dartmouth University. We have information on this through Radio Liberty. We collected all of the documents on that. You must understand they're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to get our 4 tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get our material on population control, like planned population reduction DVD, population control video, none dare call it genocide DVD, our 4 tape sets, certainly our monograph, and you can get the monograph by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. It's amazing. I was up on the Internet today looking up a quotation that's contained in there. And on Yoko Ono talking about the Georgia Guidestones, the occult monument in Alberton, and how many references there are to the quotation by Ono Yoko, John Lennon's wife. And they're all attributed to me. Well, of course, we have the source we got it from. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNLive.com or call us toll-free 877-807-